Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
It's an honor to be with you. I honor you tonight as saints of God, bought, purchased with the blood of Christ. You are the most valuable possession for the Lord, treasure for the Lord. That's how the Lord sees you. That's how I see you. That's how we see you. And as I said this morning, I want to say it again. I really want to thank God for Pastor Alex and Naomi. What a ministry gift they are. And while he was ministering up here again tonight, you carry the presence of God, man of God. You carry the presence of God. I was sitting there. I was touched by the presence of God that you carry. He brings the presence of God so powerfully. And the word of the Lord is upon him and in his mouth to decree, to declare the word of the Lord. The Lord gave him a vision years ago concerning what's happening here. This is the fulfillment of vision. And Paul said these words to King Agrippa. He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He said, that's why I'm standing here. And this man and woman of God have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. And many of you have come. God's raised you up and called you and brought you together, mobilized you to be carriers of the vision. That vision gives you a legal right to be here spiritually. It gives you authority and dominion. Can you say amen? So I honor you and I thank God for you. It's wonderful to be with you. It feels like I'm home. And if I lived here, I would have definitely come and worshiped here with my whole family. I guarantee you. What a powerful church. Wow. I'm really so blessed. In the worship, it was just beautiful. The presence of God that came in here. How many of you already feel like the Lord touched your body, touched your life? Just wave your hands. God's healing glory filled this place. Deliverance manifested. And it was so strong. And I know that many of you would feel that in the coming days and weeks. Some people don't even know they're healed yet. You'll get to realize that. You feel better. Feel different. So we thank God for you. And share that testimony and that report. Share it with the church. Let them know about it. Let's glorify God with it. When God does something, we need to glorify him. Because how many of you know he said, call upon me, I will answer you, but you must honor me. That's what he said. Call upon me and I will deliver you, but you must honor me. So many times God does something like those 10 lepers. Only one came back and testified. The 9 never came back. The Lord was amazed. He was disappointed. He said, did only one come back? That only one person come to glorify God. And so I would encourage you to do so in this coming week. Share it, tell people about it. And how many of you know when we testify, we break Satan's power? It's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that we overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Just for a few minutes tonight, I want to speak to you. Continue speaking to you on the kingdom of God. We touched on that this morning. And I want to say tonight, begin by saying that the kingdom of God is God's sovereign government on earth. The kingdom of God is God's rule manifesting on the earth. Jesus came and preached the gospel of the kingdom. He said, the kingdom is here now. And there were proofs of that kingdom. People were healed and delivered and set free. The Greek word for kingdom is basileia. It means rule. It's the realm, the domain wherein a king rules. It's his territory of rule. And so the kingdom of God may be invisible, but it becomes visible when we pray, when we worship, when we see the power of God, when we see manifestations of the Spirit. Our coming here together tonight is a manifestation of the power of the invisible kingdom. But I want you to know that the kingdom of God is more than church. Jesus spoke and used the term church much less than the term kingdom of God. He spoke of and used the word church only twice, but of the kingdom he spoke close to 100 times. Remember what I said to you, that his mission, his mandate, his purpose, his calling, his intention was the kingdom. In fact, if you go right back to the beginning, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God's plan is revealed. God's plan was from the beginning for man to have dominion. God created man in his image and blessed him and gave him dominion. And he said, subdue the earth. Have dominion. Fill it. Multiply. That was the original intent. Satan came in and perverted that. Man rebelled against God. There's only two kingdoms on the planet. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Anything that's outside of the kingdom of God is in rebellion. The spirit of this age is a spirit of rebellion. People that are not saved are in rebellion towards God. There's a manifestation of rebellion everywhere. The earth is in rebellion towards God's original intent. So man fell and gave over that dominion to Satan. And he took hold of it, and mankind, humanity was oppressed and under that rule of darkness until Christ came. And Jesus, through his death and through his resurrection, destroyed Satan, destroyed his power, broke his rule, and took a higher place in all of heaven and earth. He said to his disciples, Matthew 28:18, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He is seated at God's right hand and he rules with power. He is the head above all powers and principalities, thrones and dominions, visible and invisible. And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess in heaven, on earth and under the earth that Christ is Lord of all. That is the message of the church. That's our message. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Christ is Lord. Christ rules. We are the expression of his kingdom. We are carriers of the kingdom of God. Whenever you step into a place, a situation, a home, a family, wherever you go, you are a carrier of that kingdom of God on the inside of you. You're a carrier of that authority on the inside of you. And so that kingdom will manifest through you when it is inside of you. And it is inside of you. But I want you to understand that the kingdom of God is more than church as we know it. We need to understand we are citizens of that kingdom. Everything we do, we need to have a kingdom mindset. In other words, the kingdom of God is beyond and above just pews, pulpits. It's above, as beautiful as all of this is, how many of you know it's above this, it's beyond this? The church is the agency through which the kingdom of God comes to the earth. Without the church, the kingdom of God cannot manifest on the earth. We, the church, bring the kingdom of God to the earth. Where we go into a territory and an environment, we carry that kingdom. And I prophesy to you tonight that the kingdom of God is going to manifest in your bedroom. It's going to manifest in your marriage. It's going to manifest with your children. It's going to manifest wherever you go. Hallelujah. Give God the highest praise if you believe it. Come on. So we enforce the government, the power of the kingdom of God. Every time we pray, this is a house of prayer. This is a praying church. You have a praying pastor. This is praying people. Whenever you pray, you enforce the kingdom of God. When you fast, you enforce the kingdom of God. When you give, you enforce the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? What we're doing right now is we're enforcing the kingdom of God. When we forgive, we enforce the kingdom of God. When you pray for somebody, but I want to say we need to move beyond the level of praying for somebody to the level of speaking with authority as a king, as a priest in the kingdom of God. The Bible says that Christ with his blood, with his own blood, have redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness. We are free and we have been translated into the kingdom of God, and he has made us kings and priests unto his God and Father. A priest serves, come on, ministers to God with prayer, with worship, with intercession, with praise. That's what a priest does. But a king, how many of you know a king has power, has authority? A king has the authority to go into battle and do warfare. You're not just a priest. You're a king in the kingdom. You represent the kingdom. Devils fear you. Depression will obey you. We all have different spheres of territory. We don't all occupy the same territory. Some of us have a family territory. Some of us have a territory of more than that, greater or beyond that, ministry territories. Everybody's got a different territory. Doesn't matter how big or small that territory is that you're in. When you're in that territory with the power of the kingdom of God in you, you have dominion in that space. You have dominion in that territory. So tonight I declare, not me, but you are going to cast out the spirit of oppression in your territory. Can you say amen? You're going to say, this is my territory in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to live with this anymore. I'm not going to have sleepless nights. I'm not going to have fear. I'm not going to have this addiction. Get out. I'm free. This house belongs to God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So, friends, the kingdom of God is the will and the dominion, the rule of God's king, of God exercised on earth as it is in heaven. So a king exercises his will in his domain. When he says something, that law is decreed and passed. It's his will in that domain. How many of you know that our king has given a word, a law? He has passed a decree. It's the word of God. That is the constitution, as Pastor Harold always says. It's the constitution of the kingdom of God. He has decreed it. It cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. The king has spoken. Whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We have power on earth to manifest the kingdom of God here. And dear friends, I want to tell you, as long as you have breath, as long as you have a physical body, God wants to use you. Because the moment you step out of this realm, out of the physical realm into eternity, into the spiritual realm, you cannot really operate here anymore. That's why in every generation, God has to raise up a new generation to pray, to preach, to do what the previous generation did or did not do. Because it's only people on earth that can pray the kingdom of God into earth, that can manifest or bring the kingdom of heaven into earth. So as long as you're here on the planet, God wants to use you to bring heaven to earth, to set the captive free, to drive out every devil, to preach the gospel of the kingdom in your territory. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout, the kingdom of God is in you. And this morning I read to you where Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate and he said to him, Pontius Pilate, a ruler on earth, said to the Lord, are you a king? And the Lord said, you said it. I am a king. He said, I was born for this purpose. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not natural. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. It's above and beyond the natural. The kingdoms of this world cannot exercise authority over sickness, over demons, over darkness. The kingdoms or the rulership of this world can only deal with the natural. But how many of you know there's a kingdom on earth now? People of God that carry the name of Christ, that exercise dominion and rule over the spiritual forces of darkness. And whatever happens in the natural is the result of a spiritual battle. It is more important what happens in the invisible realm than what happens in the visible realm. I'm here to prophesy to you. You're stepping into another realm. You're stepping into another dimension of power and authority. The spiritual realm always rules over the natural. The spiritual, the invisible, dominates the visible. That's why in the kingdom of God, and I want to say this, there has been miracles in this church, and there will always be miracles here, deliverance, healings, and miracles, because the kingdom of God is here. And the moment people step through the door, they enter into a territory. They enter into a zone which is not outside. Because here right now, this is where the kingdom of God is manifesting. Because this is where His word is. This is where the prayer is. This is where the faith is. This is where worship is. So here God rules. And when somebody comes into this place, they encounter the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God drives out the darkness and the sickness and the disease that they carry. So the kingdom of God is spiritual. It is heavenly. We can access that realm. Jesus taught us to pray. And He said, when you pray, He said, pray to the Father. Matthew 6:9. He said, when you pray, say, our Father, who is in heaven. Who is where? Hallowed be your name. The first thing He said to do is worship. Before you tell Him any need, worship Him. When we worship Him, we can begin to enter into the presence. We begin to access the presence of God. Then He says, He continues to say, let your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Can we lift our hands? Say it with me tonight. Say, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. My dear friends, I want you to know that when you pray, He said, when you pray, you bring the kingdom of God to earth. So He says, our Father in heaven, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Where? On earth. So why are so many Christians waiting to go to heaven to experience what is in heaven? When Jesus said, bring what is in heaven down to earth. Whatever you need, whatever is in the presence of glory of God, bring it to earth through prayer, through faith. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Oh, body of Christ, I want you to know whatever you're suffering with, whatever's holding you, whatever is weighing on you, nobody in heaven experiences that. There is no fear in heaven. There is no bondage in heaven. There's no, the Bible says, and we'll read it now, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. I want to say to you that God wants His kingdom to come into your house. into your bedroom, into your marriage, into your children's lives. You don't need a way to come even to a church meeting. You can have the kingdom of come in your workplace. You're a carrier of that kingdom. And you access the power of that kingdom when you realize it's within you and it can manifest through you when you pray, when you release your faith, and whatever is in heaven can manifest on earth. That's why the Lord Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all the things that you have need of, everything the world is running after, those things will be added to you. If you make the kingdom of God your priority, He said you will never lack. When God's house, when God's people, when souls, when the things of God become most important to you, everything else in your life will be affected by the prosperity of that kingdom. If you believe for a financial blessing from the kingdom of God, lift your hands and receive it. Even now, the things will be added to you. The things that you need will be added to you. In other words, when we make the kingdom of God our highest priority, when we worship God, priority one, serve others, when we give to God our lives, our hearts, and everything we have, even of our substance, He said at that moment, what is in that kingdom will manifest in your personal life. The invisible will become visible. He said the things the world's running after, what we shall eat, wear, and drink, the visible natural things, you'll have it when you make the kingdom of God your priority. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And I'll just touch on that because we need to wrap this up. But where there is no power, there is no kingdom. A kingdom that has no power is no more a kingdom. A kingdom is a kingdom because it has power. I want to say to you, my dear brother, sister, friend, listen, church. The only way we know we are representing the kingdom of God is if we have power. Not theology. Not words. There's too many believers that have words, but no power. But when the power is in your life and flowing through your life, the kingdom of God is manifesting. So the kingdom of God is not a theory, a sermon. It is a real world. It's a reality. It is a realm that we can live in. And this is some of the qualities of that kingdom. Romans 14:17. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, you're right with God. When you're right with God, you have peace. And in the Holy Spirit, you have joy. Not happiness. Happiness is in the realm of the soul. Joy is in the realm of the spirit. Happiness has to do with what's happening. Joy has got nothing to do with what's happening. Joy flows out of your spirit because that's where the kingdom is. And in that kingdom, there is righteousness, peace, and joy. Where is it? In the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the power of that kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds to give God a big, powerful praise right now, a shout of joy. Sataraba kotaraba. Woo! Would you stand? Everybody stand as I bring this to a close. Just remain standing. Worship team, if you guys could come one more time. I'll close with this, Matthew 11:12. Matthew 11, 12. Hallelujah. Won't you lift your hands? Come on with me. Pray. Pray in the Spirit for a moment. Pray in the Holy Spirit for a moment. God has already done a wonderful thing here. We don't really have to do much more. We can just wrap this up now. But I do want to say this to you. Put the scripture on the screen, please, if you would. Matthew 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent, not the passive, not the complacent, not the sweet, but the violence take it by force. They seize what is in the kingdom and they say, it's mine. They take hold of what's in the kingdom and they say, I will not be stopped. I will not be contained. They press into the kingdom. They press onto the kingdom with violence and they take it by force. Oh, come on, pray in the Holy Spirit. Take it violently by force. Seize the power of God. Seize your miracle. Seize your breakthrough. Seize your victory. Seize expansion. Seize the kingdom of God. Pull it down. Bring it down. Take hold of it. Let the kingdom come. Let heaven come. Let God's will be done. Violently take it by force. Take it by force. Take it by force. A long life. Your family, your children's salvation, your financial breakthrough. Take it! Shadaraba kotaraba sataraba. Shirababa koraba siande. Those watching online, wherever you are, take by force what you need. Right now. Lift your hands where you are, in your home, wherever you're watching, in this place. You just have to lift your hands in the power of God. It's not with word. It's not theology. It's not a sermon. It's with power. If the kingdom of God is here, then there's power here. And if the kingdom of God is upon you and in you, there's power on you and in you. I want you to release the power of the kingdom that's in you, out of you. You say, how do I do it? You have to do it. There's only one way. There's only one way. It comes through your mouth. Whatever's in your spirit can only be released when you open your mouth. It doesn't come through your eyes and your hands and your feet. It doesn't come through your head. It comes out of your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Speak the will of God over your finance. Speak the will of God over your body. Speak the will of God over your marriage. Now! Shadarabokota. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody say now. Somebody say now. Dear friends, I'm not saying to you a week from now, 6 months from now, next year. I'm saying now. Can you say amen? If you believe that right now, at this moment, something is happening in your body, in your finance, in your house. If you believe it's happening now, lift those hands and thank Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Lord, we declare it's now. 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 Let it come. Now. Let it manifest. Now. 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 In the name of Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.